In today's podcast, I catch up with one of Ireland's most outrageously talented makeup artists, Kaylee Cashel. Thanks to her incredible creativity and the ability to transform with revolutionary makeup looks, Kaylee has amassed a following of 500,000 fans on Instagram and a staggering 25 million likes on TikTok. In today's podcast, we talk to her on her favourite holiday, Halloween, about how it all started and where it's all going. I'm Louise Duffy, and this is the Brown Thomas Podcast. Kaylee, welcome to the Brown Thomas Podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
And like, I feel very lucky to have some time with you. This is the busiest day of your year. It's Halloween.
I know. Well, it's the last day, thank God. It's a little bit bittersweet, you know. I'm having so much fun creating all these crazy looks, but I'm tired.
My skin
hates me right now. It's like, can we please just stop caking it for a while?
You're ready to just slap on some concealer and lip gloss and that's your
look. That's it. Yeah, this is what I need for a while now, yeah.
So tell me, like, it is true art. Like, some of the looks you've created over the last couple of weeks are mind-blowing.
Thank you. That's
like,
so nice.
So we see the looks and we see the finished product. But say, for example, one look, how long does it take you? Like, how much trial and error goes into creating that?
Oh, well, I definitely don't practice my looks.
Do you not?
When I'm sitting down to do something, I will find a way to make it work because I'm not sitting there all day just to not get anything from it as such. Because it would take me a full working day to do one look, but I make sure I get as much content out of that as possible.
Okay.
So I'll make sure I have my Instagram post, then I'll get like an Instagram video off it. I'll get like 3 TikToks out of it. So I'm trying to get as much content out of the one look just to make it easier for me. But yeah, no, they take a while.
They take a while. Yeah. But they are just, it is just amazing talent, you know?
Thank you.
And anybody could recognize that. So, you know, when I was looking through all of your various looks and videos, I was like, surely there are TV and film production companies going, please work for us. Like, you know, would that be a route you'd ever go down? Like the, you know?
That was the route that I originally wanted to get into makeup. So I was always mad into art and I loved drawing faces actually, which is funny. I always loved drawing people or like characters and animals, but I wanted to get into the film side of it because that crazy makeup was the stuff that I loved. But I don't think I could work under someone else like that. I know there's, I don't know, I think it would just be too much pressure. I'm happy out teaching people.
100%. And now you've experienced, you're your own boss and you've got such an incredible following.
Yeah.
It would be very hard, but I'm sure they're like, we missed a trick there with that girl.
No.
So when did you realize, you had this interest in art, but when did you realize that makeup was the way you could
kind of express it?
Again,
I think I was in school. Now, obviously, makeup's a lot different now in school. Like, I feel like girls are wearing it so much younger now, whereas I didn't get into it until nearly 4th year. So I think I could have been around 16.
Were you allowed to wear makeup to school?
No, but I always did.
You did.
I only ever got caught out once, so only once. So
well,
it must
some
have
of
been
the
good.
Looks I've seen, you know, you might have been a bit obvious.
Yeah, maybe if I was doing makeup like that. But I don't even have this like big incredible story, I guess. It was just I had a thing for makeup and I guess people were complimenting me on my makeup. I always went a little bit more out there than maybe what some of my friends did. And I don't know, I just remember people complimenting me on it, and then I loved the makeup in movies and I was like, I'm pretty sure I could do that. I'd give it a try, and then I just ended up absolutely loving it. But the funny thing is, I didn't actually decide until 6th year, so my final year. So this is why I always say to any younger girls or boys following me, I'm like, you don't need to be stressing about it. What's meant to happen will happen. Just kind of let it go, you know?
Yeah. And just see, you'll fall into whatever works for you.
Exactly.
And do you have a lot of people then? Obviously, we see your videos and we see tutorials and TikTok and everything. Do you have people, like, how hard is it to get you to do a face, you know, in terms of...
Oh, as in me actually work on clients? I haven't worked on clients in a very, very long time. I'd only ever do it for like my friends if they needed it for like a birthday, if they're going to a wedding, or my sisters.
How hard is it to become your friend?
I don't know.
But the perks are good, right?
Yeah.
So let's talk about the crazy following. Like, you're from Monaghan. Mm-hmm. Your following on Instagram alone is like 10 times the population of Monaghan.
That's crazy.
What's that like?
I don't even think about it, to be honest. I don't think it's even hit me nearly as such. You know, I'm just on here creating my makeup, doing what I love, and people seem to love it back. And I realized that I love like teaching and helping people. So for me, knowing that I'm giving them confidence through makeup, or, you know, encouraging them to kind of express themselves through it, like that's what makes me so happy. So I guess that's the kind of side more so that I focus on.
Because I would have thought that, you know, following that large, you kind of have to consider every single post or every single story, but then you're not authentic.
No, do you know what? I get it. Like, I can understand where that pressure comes from. And they're definitely, with the way that the online world is going now and that everyone is cancelled for every small little thing, like, I completely understand that. But so you would have to be a little bit careful, but at the same time, I'm still going to be myself. Do you know? I just hope that if I do mess up or anything does happen, that people would be understanding and realize, you know, I'm a person. Because that's what the way I would be. Do you know, I see people doing things online and I'm like, okay, well, they haven't killed somebody or hurt somebody. Do you know? So it's like, I feel like, I definitely do have to be a little bit careful, but at the same time, I'm still me.
But it's a tough world. It's ever evolving, you know? And I think, you know, you just mentioned TikTok, and that's the latest one that we're all kind of
in on,
looking at. I need to get on it.
Be careful though, because it's addictive. Once you start it, that's it. Because, do you know what, because we're on our phone so much, we're getting a shorter attention span.
Yeah.
So these videos are only like 10, 15 seconds long, and they're so funny.
Okay.
Oh my God, I'd be crying laughing at some of the stuff that's be up. I think that's why it works for me, is that I get the shock factor from my makeup. So I'll start it off with me, you know, bare face, looking like a foot. And then by the end of it, I'm turned into this totally different creature of sorts that people didn't even expect it. So it's a great way, I guess, for me to express myself in a different and fun way too. Yeah. You know, I feel like I can get my personality across in a little
bit too. That's a lot of fun. And it's, you know, so I thought, you know, every time there's a new platform, it's kind of like, oh wow, here we go again.
Start
and, you know, will this last, or has this got longevity, or are people going to take to this one? Yeah. So TikTok, how long did it take you to amass 800,000 followers then?
This is what I was saying. It's crazy because I've been on Instagram like doing it officially for 2 years and I have nearly 500,000 on it now.
Which is insane.
But that was over the past 2 years. I've been on TikTok 3 or 4 months and I have over 800,000 followers. Like, it's just, I get it, where it's like people didn't want to hop on it because I feel like a lot of people thought, oh, that's a kids platform, there's loads of kids on it and yada yada or whatever. But it's not. There's so many funny people on it. Yeah. And I just think, you know, a lot of people maybe turned their nose up at it, and now a lot of people are hopping on it because they see other people doing well on it.
Yeah.
Wow, you just never know what's going
on. An overwhelming following, like it's crazy.
I'm like, I don't know what's happening, but I'm just going with it.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a testament to you and what you can do and the talent you have. So you talked about helping people, and do you find makeup is empowering for people, and you know that it can give a confidence? Like, what's your feeling on it for younger girls?
100%. I mean, this whole thing that like makeup's a mask, and you know, people telling girls to wear too much of this or too much of that. I think people need to stop telling women what they should and shouldn't be doing, first
anyway,
of all.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think it's, for me, it's not a mask. For me, it's this is literally just when I do my makeup, this is my time to zone out. This is my chill time. I get to paint my face. I can look whatever way I want that day. I'm not dressing up to look good for any boy or for anybody else. I'm doing my makeup the way I want to do it. And I feel like if that's something that makes someone feel confident, then why do you care?
Exactly,
like, you know, why are you bothered about it? You can wear whatever clothes you want to express yourself. Why can't you wear whatever makeup you want to express yourself? Do you know? I do think there is a lot of pressure on young girls with social media to wear makeup. So that's the other side of it too. I feel like if you're confident enough not to wear it, you don't have to wear it.
Exactly,
Do you know, I think it's finding the thing that you like. And the most important thing is, if you're wearing it to make yourself feel happy, then that's good. But if you're wearing it to make someone else happy, then that's bad.
There's an awful lot of pressure. Like,
so much.
But yeah, so, and that's why I quite like your style, is that it's fun and it's so creative. And there's nothing that you can't do with makeup. What's been the biggest highlight of your career so far?
Oh God, I'm so lucky. No, Joe, I'm so lucky because there's so many like amazing things that have happened. And it's so funny, I was actually saying this to Darren, my boyfriend. I was like, these things just come so quick. This is such a fast moving job, and all these things that like baby Kaylee would have been like, oh my God, about this, I can't believe this has happened. Like, so many of them things have happened for me, but because everything's so fast moving, it's like, you know, you don't have enough time to just like
to enjoy it. Yeah.
But there's honestly everything. Like, I'm so blessed that this is my job. Like, just the fact that this, I'm able to wake up and, you know, do this, that's the biggest blessing.
Something you love so much.
And yeah.
You know, I've talked to, like, I worked in radio and I've talked to musicians and, and people who, like, have had this instant fame. And the one thing that I think is always really charming and it's the best approach is that the people who just say, like, I just can't believe I get to do what I love for a living. Like, isn't that an amazing thing?
That's the goal, isn't that? Yeah. Is that not what everyone wants? That you wake up every day and be like, I can't wait to do this. And that's literally what I'm living right now.
That's amazing. And you are with, you're with Darren for 9 years.
I know.
And now you work together.
I know.
So how's that going?
Very, very well. So Darren, he's got a bit of a creative mind as well that he's been able to tap into now through working with me. And he edits all my videos from now, all the vlogs that we do, all my YouTube, all my Instagram videos. He's gotten very, very good. He's gotten better than me now,
which is
a bit annoying.
You'll
but
have to
anyways,
keep him on.
it's very good.
Good. But you have a good team around you. It is very important with, you know, with the job and the ever growing profile and brand and following that you have people you trust around you.
Oh, 100%. And that's my managers that I have at the moment are honestly the best people ever. And I know that they have my best intentions at heart, 100%. I could trust them with my life. So I feel like I've spoken to a lot of people in this industry and a lot of them don't have that. And a lot of maybe influencers or online makeup artists or whatever you want to call them, they are struggling in that sense. I've heard so many stories about it where they don't know like who to be with or like what they're doing. And I'm just, every person says to me about how lucky I am in the situation. Yeah. And I know that 100%.
And so tell me, in terms of like the future then, well, actually, let's go back a little bit first. So collaborations have been a big part of your career to date. So how important have those collaborations been?
Well, amazing. They've really opened my eyes, I guess, into how this cosmetic world, like the buying and selling and the making and everything works, I guess. And I was really interested in doing it just to kind of dip my toes in and see how I felt about it. Because, you know, I always get asked, would you want to come out with your own makeup line? Would you want to be doing this and that? And I always thought, oh, I'm not experienced enough for that. You know, I haven't done anything. So I wanted to collaborate first and see if I even liked. I didn't know. I could have been so stressed doing it. So I didn't want to, you know, go full force into something that I might not even like. But I absolutely loved it. Like, I loved it. And I loved that I was given complete, you know, free reign to do whatever I want. I think you could tell by my collaborations that they're literally me. Like, if you look at it, you're like, oh, yeah, that's so Kaylee. They trusted my opinion and it 100% paid off. So I think that there's no better feeling than someone coming up to me and saying, oh my God, I'm wearing your palette, or
that's
like
amazing.
I'm wearing your lashes, or I love your brushes. That's the best thing. Like, knowing that you can, again, bring someone else a little bit of happiness through a product. Because I know makeup makes me so happy. So for me, being able to do that for someone else is insane.
It's great. So then what does 2020 bring for you?
2020, oh my God, how's it 2020 already? Honestly, again, this job is so fast paced that I could literally get an email tomorrow being like, this is what we're doing. You know, everything is, of course, there's always going to be things in the pipeline that I'm not allowed to speak about. I'm going to be an annoying online person who always says, I'm so busy, guys, I swear.
Do you do those posts, something really exciting, can't talk about?
Yeah, I know. It's like, I did it there. I just rolled my eyes even thinking about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, there's always stuff going on in the background. But of course, you know, you're working hard at it. You don't want to think that you're just sitting there doing nothing. But all these things take a lot of time, unfortunately.
And do you ever, you know, as a self-employed person, is that unnerving to kind of think, okay, the next year might be really busy. Are you planning for the future? How are you kind of protecting?
No, I really should.
You should,
really
but you're
should,
so,
but
you're
I'm
so
not,
young and it's so busy right now.
I know. It's like, I'm trying obviously to set myself up, and I'm starting to think like that. Of course, I guess, you know, I'm a business now, and I have to start thinking like a businesswoman. She needs to be educated, so I'm trying to come into it. I think that just goes so against me, but I know because I'm just like a creative person.
You're creative,
and I want to focus on my makeup. But that's why my managers are so great, because they handle the whole businessy side of it. So we work so well together in that sense. But yeah, I am trying to kind of be a little bit smarter about it, you know, work smarter, not harder, and just, yeah, set myself up, because this is a totally different world. And like I said, everything's changing so quickly. You just really don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think you're putting the smartest people around mm-hmm. you, and then that will let you just kind of continue to flourish.
Exactly. I could do what I need to do, knowing that the other smelly businessy stuff that I don't really like, or that I know is not my forte. You know, if I tried to do that, we wouldn't be getting anywhere. So
okay, so that you just have to stick to what you know.
I know my strengths and my weaknesses, exactly. And that's a strength.
So are there other areas in, you know, creatively then mm-hmm. that you have that flair for? So mm-hmm. you used to draw.
Yeah.
Are there other so do you ever continue that? Like, could we buy a Kaylee print?
Imagine. No, I actually, we were talking about this recently, is that I have all my creative energy just goes into filming and makeup and stuff. But I recently got an iPad that was stolen, unfortunately.
Had an accident in LA, so
all my luggage was stolen, but it's fine. All material things can be replaced. But I got an iPad that I have actually started doing little like sketches and stuff on, which I thought was really nice for me to like unwind in the evenings. It's cool. So I'm gonna have to get another one of them, and then I'll start kind of tapping into that a little bit, because it's a part of my life that I was like, am I completely missing out on this? But then I don't think I am, because all my creative energy does go into my makeup.
Yeah.
So.
And do you be expended then after a day? Do you find like, oh God, I just need to...
Yeah. I could go in for a day and then a look could end up taking me so much longer than what I expected. Yeah. So I'll be there forever mm-hmm. doing it. I don't think people realize how long it could actually take. And I know people just think I'm sitting there doing my makeup, how hard can it actually be? But it's actually like my brain is working that whole time that I'm doing that look. So that's, by the end of it, you're just exhausted. Yeah.
Well, look, it's so nice to talk to you, because I've watched you for a while now mm-hmm. and I just think it is a true talent, and people underestimate that in this world where, mm-hmm. you know, the world of, you're an artist, you're mm-hmm. not an influencer, mm-hmm. but it kind of goes with the territory. Yeah. But I just think it shouldn't be underestimated. Amazing as mm-hmm. that. It's fantastic. So it's been a pleasure
to sit and chat to you,
especially after your whirlwind trip to LA. Yeah. So it's great to talk to you, and happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween to you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to the Brand Thomas podcast. If you like what you heard, make sure to share and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and follow us on Official Brand Thomas on Instagram for more updates.